makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi because they feel it's a friendly, good-natured show that offers you relaxation and enjoyment. And they'd like to mention the fact that their product, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, offers you relaxation and enjoyment, too. It's pleasant to chew on a smooth piece of Wrigley's Spearmint, whether you're working, shopping, listening to your radio, or doing just about anything. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum tastes good. It's refreshing. And the good, easy chewing gives you comfort and satisfaction. Now, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum brings you Luigi as he writes another letter describing his adventures in America to his Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. As one thing the biggest cities has got that you're not finding in the smaller towns. That's the neighborhoods where hundreds and hundreds of people are living all together. Mamma mia, there's so many people squeezed together on my block, I think they should call it Sardine Street. But being close together makes everything so friendly. And interesting things is happening. For instance, this week I've been very much excited. Mr. and Mr. O'Reilly just have a new little baby boy and they don't know what the name to give him. Yeah, Mr. O'Reilly, he wants it to name after his father and grandfather, and Mrs. O'Reilly wants it to name after her father and grandfather. But I'm thinking they should wait until they have 3 more boys and then divide up all of the names. But anyway, little boy is going to get the christened this is Sunday, and the O'Reillys is to say anybody in the neighborhood who's a pick out a name is going to be godfather. Mamma mia, imagine me as a godfather. Right away, I'm going to become a man with a family and a relatives. All O'Reillys. Of course, I'm going to have to learn how to make a mulligan stew with spaghetti and meatballs. But this I'm very happy to do, just to be godfather and to become a part of a family. At least, I'm not going to be bothered to become a part of another family that...
Luigi, my friend! Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Hey, Pasquale. What's a good name for a baby?
Luigi, you asking the right man. I got the best name in the world for a baby. Got it all picked out for a long time.
Oh, good. What is it?
Luigi Jr.
No, Pasquale, it's not my baby.
It better be. I brought you to America. I set you up for the business. I lend you money. Any babies you have are my roses. I got it at the Monopoly.
No, Pasquale, you don't understand. I'm a wannabe godfather.
Luigi, you don't understand. I'm a wannabe a grandfather. Oh, come on, Luigi. Marry my Rosa. Say yes. Just once.
No, what's the use of talk, Pasquale? You know I can't marry Rosa. She's too fat for me.
There it goes again. Too fat. Look, I've just been reading some very important scientific stuff for Luigi. You know they say stout people live longer than anybody else?
Oh, really?
Oh, sure, they got a theory. It's called survival of the fattest.
No, Pasquale, come on, please help me out. The O'Reillys, they're gonna make me their godfather if I'm named the baby.
That's another theory I got from this magazine.
Pasquale, how's it come all of a sudden you read this so much?
Oh, well, I had to go to the dentist for a cleaning. While I was there, I took home a couple of magazines. Anyway, I figure out your desire to become a godpapa is really in you unconscious because you want to be a papa.
You mean I'm going to marry Rossi because I'm unconscious?
No. That's the way your mind works. Maybe I better explain it. You see, every head has got two parts inside.
Oh.
One is for when you're asleep, and one is for when you're awake. Oh. And in your real life, you use it only the bachelor part of your head. But when you're asleep, you always saying, Rosa, Rosa, Rosa.
Then when I'm awake up, I say, no, sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
Luigi, imagine being the pop of a little bambino that looks just like a Rosa.
But, well, it's hard to imagine a 250-pound baby. Now, please, come on, Pasquale, help me with a name, huh? Let me see now. You think it's a better Robin or a Mitch?
Look, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if you call him a Stinky.
Well, for that, Pasquale, I'm not going to talk to you no more. So goodbye, I'm going to my night school. They're going to help me.
Goodbye. Looks like the only way I'm ever going to be a grandfather is to adopt a Luigi for a grandson.
Alice, time the school shall open up. Everything is
all right, class. Quiet, please. Now I'll call the roll. Basco?
Present.
Mr. Horowitz?
Present.
Mr. Olson?
Present.
Mr. Schultz?
If I ain't a present, then who is?
Smile, everybody. There's nothing like a good smile to delay the finance company another week.
All right, Mr. Schultz? That will be enough. Now, let's get on with our lesson. I asked you to review your grammar rules, and now we'll see how well you've studied. Mr. Horowitz, you may answer the first question.
For you, Miss Spalding, anytime.
Fine. Now, correct this sentence. The bull and the cow is in the field.
Certainly. The cow and the bull is in the field.
The cow and the bull is in the field?
Sure, ladies come first.
Well, that's not the right answer. The bull and the cow is in the field. Mr. Schultz, what's wrong?
Well, if they know each other well, nothing.
Class, you're not thinking.
I hope you have not included me, Miss Spalding. Because as usual, I am ready with the correct answer.
Well, the cow can sit down. Now we're really going to hear some bull.
I come to school to learn not to make jokes and act like a foolish boor. Education happens to be a serious matter with me, and I like to feel that I am grasping the torch of learning from the past and carrying its light on into the future.
What a cheap way to save on electric bills.
Mr. Schultz, it might be well for you to take Mr. Olson's advice. Before you give us the correct answer, Mr. Olson, let us hear from Mr. Basco.
Huh?
Mr. Basco, what is the correct answer?
Patrick, Michael, Timothy.
Mr. Basco, I was talking about a bull and a cow.
Yeah, Pat, Michael, Tim is all right for a bull, but for a cow, there's nothing better than Bessie.
Now, I'm sorry, Miss Spalding, but I'm just trying to find a name for the baby.
Basco, you're not even married.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with it, Miss Spalding.
What?
Well, I better explain, Miss Spalding. You see, the O'Reillys have asked the entire neighborhood to volunteer a name for the little boy.
That's right. And I wonder who's to give it the best name. He's going to be the godfather by the christening of Sunday. Mamma mia, more than anything else, I would like to be the godfather.
Well, that's all very nice, but Mr. Basco, we must continue our grammar lesson. Now, correct the sentence. The bull and the cow is in the field.
Bull and a cow is in a field. Oh. Bull and a cow, they in a field.
No.
They was in a field?
No.
Went in a field?
No.
Bull and a cow and a bull. And...
Please, Miss Spalding, hang up and don't step on the grass sign so we can all go home, including the bull and the cow.
Mr. Schultz, keep quiet. Mr. Olson, you tell them.
Yeah. The bull and the cow are in the field.
Ach, what's the difference? Either way, steaks still cost $1.50 a pound.
Mr. Schultz, repeat that sentence in its correct form.
The bull and the cow are in the field.
To Howard?
The bull and the cow are in the field.
Mr. Basco?
How's the Aloysius?
Luigi, you sure made Miss Spalding get a little mad on you.
Yeah, but hold on, Tom. I'm only trying to pick out a good name.
Luigi, what is the difference what the boy's name? William Shakespeare once wrote, what's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
Maybe it don't make a difference to you, Olsen, but I would hate to have my boy called Rose O'Reilly.
Friends, how you all got a nice names for your children?
Well, Luigi, I named my boy Stephen. He was named after his grandfather, Sam, whose real name is Schleimer.
Then you married American, huh?
Yeah, and we did the same thing. We named our boy Oliver after my wife's father, Ole, whose real name was Olafson.
And Schultz, what about you? You also Americanized your boy's name?
Well, not exactly, Luigi. You see, I got a girl, and we named her after the delicatessen business.
What?
Yeah, we named her Sal. That's short for salami. Smile, Luigi, I was only joking. Now, don't be so serious. One of us will come up with the best.
No. I'm gonna get the best of them because I'm gonna be the godfather. You all got a family, not me, so goodbye.
Luigi, where you going? Aren't you joining us for coffee?
No, I'm gonna go home and think up a good name, so goodbye.
Goodbye, Luigi.
Luigi really takes that name business very seriously.
Yeah, if there was only some way we could help out that little Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah. Oh, hold it.
Happy? What's the matter, Olsen?
I know just how we can make Luigi win and become the godfather.
You do?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I have an idea. That's a Lulu.
A Lulu? All right, let's hear that Lulu. Him and I could get seasick just saying that much.
Well, listen, we tell everyone in the neighborhood not to show up at O'Reilly's house Saturday because a name has already been selected.
Say that cuts out a lot of competition,
too. But what about us? If we don't show up, Luigi and O'Reilly will know that something is up.
No, that's it. We go along and keep everyone else out.
But Olsen, what about our names?
We get the worst names we can think of.
The worst?
Yeah, I already got mine picked out. This, Mark. What do you think?
Himmel, even the herrings are trying to live that one down. Olsen, for once in your life you did something smart. Yeah. I can hardly wait to pick out a dandy for myself.
And I'll have one that'll kill them. But say, boys, think it's fair for the O'Reilly child that we shouldn't even try?
Oh, don't worry. Luigi will come up with something great.
Yeah, and besides, what difference does it make what they name him? In America, no matter what your name is, everybody goes all through life calling everybody else, "Hey, you!"
Before we return to life with Luigi, we'd like to suggest that a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is an ideal treat to enjoy after a meal. The lively, full-bodied, real spearmint flavor freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. And the pleasant chewing aids digestion. So whether you're eating at home or eating out, it's a good idea to have a package of delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Chew a stick after every meal. It's good. It's good for you. And it'll make mealtime more enjoyable. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Well, mamma mia, in another couple of days, the O'Reillys, they're going to name the little bambino. And if I'm not gonna get something fast, I'm not gonna be the godfather. And that's gonna be terrible. All day long I'm thinking how would it sound our lovely Italian names if I'm Americanizing them. Angelina would be Angel. But Angel is not good because in America everybody's the name of their cakes, Angel. Then I'm gonna try other names all day, but nothing is happening.
Hello, Luigi.
Oh, Mr. Riley, come in. Well, you got a name yet?
No. No, not yet, but we're still hoping for a good one. Maybe you could come up with one, Luigi. We'd sure like to see you as the godfather. In fact, everybody in the neighborhood would.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Riley. You're very kind. How's the little bambino?
Huh? Oh, fine. A real healthy American, Luigi. And our doctor should know. He's a very big pediatrician.
Big what?
Why, you know what a pediatrician is.
Oh, sure, that's the fellow who's a fixer of the fish.
No, no. No, that means he takes care of children.
Oh, you mean he's the babysitter, huh?
No. No, but as a matter of fact, that's why I'm here, Luigi. Would you do the missus and me a big favor and sit with the baby tonight? I know it's an imposition.
No, please, it's a privilege, Mr. O'Reilly. I'm not only sit there with a baby, I'm gonna play with it. I'm a lovely little baby.
Oh, there's nothing like them. My wife and I plan to have a dozen.
A dozen, eh? Shame on you, that's all, eh?
Well, I can see that we couldn't get anybody better to sit for us. We'll bring them here, Luigi. It'll be early. 6 p.m.?
Fine. Mr. O'Reilly, when you hear it, the right name for the boy, how you gonna know it's the right one?
Well, I think the minute we see or hear it, we'll just say, that's it. We've tried so many, it'll just hit us.
Well, are you bringing the baby tonight, huh?
You sure you don't mind?
Mind is to give me the greatest chance anybody in the neighborhood. All night long, I'm gonna try out the names on a baby and let him pick out the one he's like the best. Mamma mia, you look so beautiful, little O'Reilly, sleeping in my bed. Angela mia, look at the way he put his little thumb in his mouth. But that's no good for him. Maybe I'm just gonna bend down and pull out the thumb. Mamma mia, I'm sure never pull out the stopper. Please, don't cry, little O'Reilly. Don't cry. All right, I'm going to push you back at the cork there. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. How you like me, little baby, huh? This is you going to be God Papa Luigi. How you like that? I'm a proposer and he's accepted. Listen, little O'Reilly. Hey, you gotta help me out now with the names I'm gonna pick out for you. I'm gonna try one. How you like, Robert?
Robert.
I said Robert.
Yeah.
Baby, don't give me any hints just to say yes or no. Oh, no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Please. No, please, please, please. Please stop the crying. Please stop, huh? I'm no meaning to scare you. All right, I'm seeing you no care for Robert. Then how's about Oscar? All right, no Oscar, please. Please, baby, stop crying. Please stop.
Hey, Luigi, what's happening here?
Help us, buddy. Hey, you're just in the time. I'm a babysitting for the O'Reillys, and maybe you're going to stop him crying, huh?
Sure, stop, baby, stop. Calm down, relax. Hello, little bambino. Look, it's a Pasquale.
Oh, God. Pasquale, he's like you. Look how he's smiling.
That's because I got the type of brain that's made for babies. When the babies see me, they coo, and when the birds see me, they sing.
Oh, Pasquale, is no doubt about it. You got a real bird brain.
That's a funny thing. When I'm saying it, it's a come out of different.
Yeah, but look, Pasquale. He's a nice baby, huh? Look.
You don't have to tell me how nice the babies is, Luigi. You should have seen my Rosa when she was a baby. I once took a Rosa to a baby contest when she was only 6 months old. I held her up on the stage in my hands, and you know what prize I got?
Sure. The waiter lifting a prize.
No. Smart, Alex. Go ahead and talk. You're just trying to hide the fact that deeper down, you would like to have a baby of your own.
Well, I would like to.
Look at this sweet little boy. If only he was your own, what a fun you could have with him. Look. Baby.
Oh,
hey, little baby. Hold the Pasquale's thumb. Go ahead.
Oh,
no, no, Pasquale, that's not the sanitary.
So what? How dirty can he get me? That's all right. That's it. Hold the Pasquale's finger. Go ahead, bite. Baby's got enough teeth. Ow!
I thought he's had enough teeth.
Somebody must have sharpened his gums.
Help us, Scotty. Come on. Come on, help me pick out a name for the boy, huh? No matter what I'm asking him, he's gonna like it. Hey, baby, how you like the name of Peter?
Joe?
Ed?
Bill? It's no use to Luigi. This kid ain't the snitch in the type. Hey, wait, I got a good name. Baby. Baby, how you like the name of Pasquale?
No, Pasquale, look at where you started. What am I going to do?
I know, Luigi. I'm going to call in a roaster to quiet him down. Just a baby. My little ride through shallow the music. Now bend over to this little baby and say hello.
Hello, baby.
Oh, Pastrana, you made a mistake. You should have never have showed him a Rosa all at the one time.
Those insults who we don't have to take. Come on, Rosa.
All right, Papa. Come on, Luigi. Goodbye, baby.
Hi, little baby. There's a lot of excitement, huh? Tell me, what do you think of a Rosa, huh? Mamma mia, you're learning a bad habit too quick. Well, little baby, you're ready. I'm think you had a hard night. And I'm not going to find out what the name you want, but I'm not going to stop you trying. But now is the time for you to go to sleep, huh? You got to go to sleep like a little baby. Look up there. See? That's the first star outside. That's nice, huh? Come on, I'm gonna tuck you right in there. Nice and tight. And look at that beautiful star, huh? Starlight, star bright, first star I'ma see tonight. I'ma wish I'm a may, I'ma wish I'm a might. Have the wish. I'm a wish you tonight. Mamma mia, I'm a wish I get the right name.
Oh, what a lovely party. Mr. O'Reilly, a beautiful party.
Well, does anybody care for another cup of coffee?
No, but I could go for another schnapps.
Right you are, Mr. Horowitz. Maybe it'll help you come up with a good name.
Whether I get one or not. I would like to make a toast.
No.
Good health and good friends to the little fellow. More you couldn't ask for, from a Horowitz to an O'Reilly. The greatest double play combination America ever saw.
Himmel, you left out Schultz on third base.
Oh, and Olsen at home.
Olsen we could always leave at home, yeah. Smile, Olsen, I was only kidding. Yeah, but how was about the names, Mr. O'Reilly?
Well, I expected more people to show up, but I suppose Saturday night's a busy one.
Good. Then I will start. My name for the boy is Bismarck.
What?
Oh, you don't like it?
No.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. Well, Horowitz, that's your turn.
My name for the boy is Montmorency.
Montmorency?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it because, well, it flows.
Horowitz, open the door and let it flow out of the room.
Here's my name. Breckenbridge X. Breckenridge X?
Yeah.
What's the X for?
Well, you see, I left for the baby a loophole. Until he learns to write his full name, he just writes the X. You like it?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, I feel terrible then. Hey, Luigi, you've been so quiet. I bet you got just the name, you lucky pup.
Well, I'm been taking all the time, but... Not sure, Sam. I'm not got no name at all.
What?
Huh? I can't think of... Have a one name, I'm like a better than anything.
Well, then, my wife and I think we'll use the name selected by a cousin of ours, Gregory.
Gregory? Himmel, what a name, Gregory. Well, Mr. O'Reilly, that's all right for Peck, but not for O'Reilly.
Wait. Besides, in all contests, you're not allowed to have people working for the company or relatives. Luigi, ain't you got a name?
No, Horowitz, I'm Brooklyn.
Well, Gregory's not exactly what we wanted, but it's a good American name, and it'll have to do.
Hold on. Just a minute. Mamma mia, why am I not thought of it all the time? I'm just the guy of the name. Wait, here. Here, I'm going to write it down. Here. What do you think?
Hey, Kathy, look at this.
Wonderful. That's the name for us.
Please let me see it. Luigi. Ach, Himmel, only Luigi could think of it. You're old.
Oh, and they goes together just perfect.
Here, Horan.
Thanks. Oh, my. It's beautiful. Luigi, let me hear you say it.
You mean it's... It's a gonna be the baby's name?
Yes, and you're the godfather. Now, let's hear how it sounds.
All right. The baby's name is gonna be... America O'Reilly. Well, Mamma Mia, isn't that a beautiful name, America O'Reilly? How is it just a roll off of the tongue? America O'Reilly. And how is also a roll off of the tongue? Luigi Vasco, Godfather. Oh, I'm feeling so good, Mamma Mia. And you know, funniest thing, Mamma Mia, I'm picked out America because it's a perfect American name. And then I guess what? Irish boy O'Reilly is a got Italian name after all. Sure, that's right. America is a come from the world's greatest explorer. Sure. America's the Vespucci. The lover of son, Luigi Vasco, Lil Immigrant.
The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at the same time when Luigi Vasco writes another letter to his Mama Vasco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mac Benoff. The script is written by Mac Benoff and Lou Derman. This is the CBS Radio Network.